Without a doubt, the most profound program that we've ever released on Brighteon University, which is free streaming of knowledge and, you know, how-to content, the most profound program ever is coming up. And it begins August 5th, 2023. And it's called the Regenerate Yourself Masterclass. And it's put together by Sayer G, who is the author of the book called Regenerate, and of course the founder of greenmedinfo.com. And Sayer G has put together the most comprehensive and most heavily researched compilation of information about how your body can regenerate itself in ways that seem miraculous, but are very real. And not to say that miracles aren't real, but it doesn't take a special act of God to heal your body, because God has already infused you with the ability to perform healing miracles yourself. Did you know that? It's part of the wisdom of your body. And I have a very powerful firsthand experience of this that just happened that I'll share with you here in a moment, actually involving my hand. You may have seen some of the photos and so on. But your body already has this inner wisdom to regrow nerves, to regrow tissues, to regrow your liver, to regrow damaged heart muscle tissue, to regrow damaged, you know, brain tissues, not just skin and ligaments and organs and tissues and joints and all these other things, but major organ systems under the right circumstances with the right kinds of inputs and, of course, avoidance of toxicity, they can also regrow. Now, I'm not here claiming that you can, you know, automatically like reconnect a severed spinal cord, although some people believe that's possible, but I'm not making that claim. But what I am saying is that your body's ability to heal itself is so much more powerful than what modern medicine believes is even possible, that we're going to have to rewrite the rules of medicine and science and biophysics in order to fully document what is happening, what is possible. And frankly, what I just experienced myself, which was a healing, I mean, first a major injury where I almost lost my finger, followed by a seemingly miraculous healing event that has restored the ligaments, nerves, blood vessels, and structures in a way that modern medicine says is impossible. And I'll talk about that here in a minute. But first, go register right now. This whole thing, the Regenerate Yourself Masterclass, it's free to watch. All you have to do is register at brightu.com. That's short for Brighteon University. So it's B-R-I-G-H-T followed by the letter U, brightu.com. Just go there, register. You can watch the entire masterclass free of charge. It begins on August 5th. And it streams for 11 days. So there are, 7 chapters and 4 bonus interviews and reports that are happening there. You also, of course, have the option to purchase the full download right now, if you wish. And those revenues, and it's not even very expensive, by the way. I mean, my goodness, it's the bargain of a lifetime. But it's not even very expensive. And then we share those revenues with Sayer G, and our part goes to help support the Brighteon platform. So if you want to support us and just buy the whole thing, you can do that. Just register and then you'll have the option to buy it. Or you can just watch the whole thing for free beginning August 5th. Either way, you're going to be blown away. And you can also watch for free my recent interview with Sayer G where we talk about this. It just came out. It was posted on Friday. So just go to my channel on brighteon.com, HR Report, and you'll be able to see that interview with Sayer G. It's just mind-blowing. It's truly mind-blowing. So this is game-changing stuff. And as proof of this, and I don't know why God had this alignment of events. I don't know why I went through this severe injury and almost had my finger cut off. And it's the most important finger. It's the index finger of my right hand. You know, it's the finger that you use to write with a pencil if you're right-handed. It's the finger that you use to pull a trigger of a gun, which I can do again now, thank God. But it's the most important finger And if you lose that finger, it's gonna be bad. And I almost lost it. And in this severe laceration that happened, it was very deep. I wish I had... I took some more photos that are now lost because my phone bricked itself. And I lost some of the more grotesque photos, actually, which I would have published. But the photos I was able to save, just two of them, are ones that I had sent to other people. So I was able to retrieve them that way. But the first photo... that maybe you've seen this in my article on Natural News, but it shows the really intense laceration with all this fresh blood all over my hand. And that laceration, it completely cut the lateral ligaments of my finger. We believe it partially cut the primary ligament underneath the finger, which is responsible for being able to curl the finger. That fortunately, that was not fully severed. It was only partially severed. But of course, this severe laceration also completely severed the nerves and blood vessels on the lateral side of my finger, and it also crushed part of my bone on the top and crushed the ligaments up there as well. And I'm pretty sure I had a bone fracture, but since I didn't go to the ER, we never had an x-ray. I never got any stitches, and I never took any painkillers. I didn't even experience any pain. That's the funny thing about this. Aside from the initial couple of minutes, which even then wasn't that painful, but the whole healing process and even where I am now with my finger, there's no pain. And about 5 weeks into it, I did go visit an orthopedic doctor, a specialist, just to make sure everything was on track. And he was like, "You have no pain?" So he was looking at it. He's like, "You have no pain? How can that be?" I'm like, "Yeah, I don't have any pain." And I remember him asking, like, this was only 5 weeks ago, you know, because it's pretty amazing recovery in 5 weeks. Well, I then published a photo after 8 to 9 weeks, which, frankly, it looks like a full recovery. It's not actually fully recovered in terms of strength and mobility yet, but that's coming. But the finger integrity, the ligaments have all regrown, the nerves have all regrown, the blood vessels, the skin has regrown. I mean, people think that photo's photoshopped or something. It's not photoshopped. That's just a straight up raw photo of my finger after it healed itself. Because you can regenerate tissues, you see. This isn't, I mean, it shouldn't be a big mystery. The body is capable of doing this, but the point is, even though my fingertip was partially numb after the initial injury because of the nerves were severed, I got back not only the full sensation of my fingertip, I got back 150% sensation. I got back like a super sensitive, texture sensitive finger now that is, I don't know how to describe it. It's again, it's like 150%. When I feel any texture, my right finger can feel it with far more, I don't know, I mean, gosh, you know, the sensation of texture is actually something that your brain creates. You know, your brain imagines the texture based on the nerve sensations. So actually texture is kind of a mental projection. So it's kind of hard to describe, but it's a very, very high vibration, high saturation texture sensation. And I feel like I could read Braille, although I don't know how to read Braille, but I feel like I could learn it. Not that I'm going to, but if I wanted to, I feel like I could easily distinguish all those little dots, the little points on Braille right now, which also gives me an appreciation for people who are visually impaired who do read Braille. And, you know, the kind of brain-finger coordination that requires, it's quite a skill to learn. So I really admire people who have that skill, but anyway, I feel like I could learn that right now. I don't know, maybe I'll buy a Braille book and just try it out. I mean, why not? But anyway, for whatever reason, this coincided with my interview with Sayer G and us launching this Regenerate Masterclass, which, again, you got to see this. Because I used, in order to regrow my nerves and blood vessels and ligaments and skin, without going to the ER, without using stitches, without using medications, without any pain whatsoever, I use the same thing that Sayer G talks about in his course, but he talks about even more things because he's talking about, you know, heart tissue and brain tissue and all kinds of other things, where I was just focused on this one finger. But he and I both know about nutrition, obviously. And we've been studying this for decades. And he's done far more research than I have and has documented over 100,000 published studies about the healing properties of certain molecules, plants, superfoods, herbs, essential oils, all kinds of things, and other modalities as well. And that's what he does on his website, greenmedinfo.com. Well, I use all these same things to regenerate my finger. Now, again, I'm not claiming that if the finger had been cut off that I could regrow the whole finger. I'm not claiming that. Although, again, some people claim that's possible, but I did not experience that, thank God. But I did regenerate nerves and ligaments and blood vessels and skin and tissue. And it's astonishing because if you go online and you search, I mean, just go on YouTube and search for how long does it take to regrow and reconstruct torn ligaments. Okay, if you search that, you're going to get an answer between 4 to 6 months. That's the answer. And there's a bunch of videos I know because I went on there and watched a bunch of those videos after my injury. And there's a lot of videos there about like rock climbers who have severed ligaments in their hands or fingers or whatever. And they've had to undergo, you know, long healing periods. And the acceptable window of healing finger ligaments is 4 to 6 months. And yet somehow, because of what I was doing, which is what Sayer G teaches with Regenerate, I was able to reconstruct and repair those ligaments in 8 to 9 weeks. To the point where those ligaments are fully restored. I mean, I have full finger integrity and I'm just rebuilding strength, and I don't have full mobility yet, but again, that's coming. The point is, this process was supposed to take 4 to 6 months. It took a little over 2. So if you know the secrets to how to regenerate, and again, this is what Sayer G teaches, and this is what we have that you can watch for free at brightyou.com. If you know these, well, secrets, I don't know if you call them secrets, that shouldn't be secret because everybody has them. But I guess you could call them secrets, whatever. I guess the secrets because a lot of people don't know about it. It's like people don't know what their own bodies are capable of. But anyway, if you learn these things and you apply them, I believe that you can also heal in ways like I've just experienced, in ways that modern medical doctors think is impossible. They do not think this is possible. They would never, especially in someone who's in his mid-50s as I am, right? I'm not a teenager. I'm not in my 20s. I'm in my mid-50s. And what any doctor will tell you, and go ask a doctor, go ask a surgeon. Say, well, somebody in their mid-50s, if they sever the ligaments and nerves in their finger like that, are they going to have heal and regenerate all that in 9 weeks? And that doctor will tell you, not a chance. Not a chance. Impossible. But yet, it happened. It happened. I experienced it. And you do realize I drink turmeric every day. I've been doing it for, I don't know, a decade. It's in my smoothie every day. So I added lion's mane mushroom, which is one of those neuroregenerative molecules that Sayer G talks about. Did you know that lion's mane mushroom helps your body regrow nerves? Yeah. Among other amazing things. And I use frankincense essential oil, and I use colloidal silver, my own colloidal silver first aid gel, by the way. That's what I put on my wound every day for weeks, which has 7 essential oils in it. And of course, I suffered no infections and no pain. And I wasn't sitting around, you know, I was still on the ranch, you know, feeding the chickens, feeding the dogs, walking the animals. You know me, I'm not going to sit around. So I was fully active. Now, granted, I did not train in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu because You do need that finger for BJJ. So I did not do that, but I hit the weights in other ways. And I found that I could do kettlebells and things without stressing that finger. So you can do weights, missing a finger. You just use your other fingers, whatever. So that's what I did. So I was active. So I kept up with fitness and nutrition and all these other things. And again, this is what Sayer G teaches. And then I also engaged in prayer, by the way. And I think prayer is a big part of this. Because I asked God to help me heal. I asked God to activate my body's God-given healing ability. And that's exactly what happened. So I also give credit to God and the presence of Jesus Christ in my life. But whether you believe in God or Jesus, you can still use the miracles that God has put on this planet for us, for you. Those miracles are reflected in the plants, in the superfoods. There are miraculous healing modalities that perform these miracles, like sound healing and light healing, vibrational medicine, as it's called. Homeopathy is in that category as well, by the way. And there are topical things, you know, Manuka honey and frankincense oil, like I said before. All these things matter. These are all miracles from God, just expressed through different plants and herbs and light in some cases, or sound. The word of God expressed through sound, you know? The word of God is the word of creation. And so when you speak, you are in fact creating through intention and through vibration. You are creating cymatics, form through sound. And yeah, I guess I didn't say this publicly before, but I did do toning onto my joints of that finger. So not only did I use a tuning fork, I also did sound healing toning, which is using overtones, which was a harmonic skill that I learned many years ago that's used by Tibetan monks, by the way. So you can tone in a specific tone, but then you can project overtones that are easy to hear, unless your hearing is impaired, by the way, but you can hear the overtones also, so they are harmonic higher frequencies that go along with your bass tone, and these higher frequencies are quite audible, like I said. You could see them on an oscilloscope, and you can control those higher frequencies by changing the shape of your the tongue in your mouth. And so using healing toning or sound healing, whatever you want to call it, with overtones, you can actually pump, you could say, or you can project high vibration sound healing energies directly into your joints and tissues. Folks, it's not woo-woo, it's not new age, it's physics. It's just straight up physics. And those ultrasonic frequencies or higher harmonics, they activate dead cells. I mean, why do you think I have almost no scar tissue? I mean, if someone had done a normal course of action on their healing, they would have horrible scars and a bunch of dead tissue and infections and pain and all kinds of stuff. I don't have any of that. Why? Because I use these modalities that regenerate. So that's what Sayer G teaches. And that's what I practice, by the way. He and I are fully aligned on this. And that's why we're thrilled to be able to have his entire program broadcast for free beginning August 5th. All you have to do is go there and register. It's free. BrightU.com. BrightU, with the letter U. BrightU.com. And it's, again, just put in your name and email, register, watch the whole thing for free. Share the URL to anybody else who you think might benefit from this. Maybe you've suffered an injury. Maybe you need additional healing. Maybe you're just curious about how all this works. Maybe you want to have this knowledge in case you do suffer an injury coming up, you know? And again, just to be clear, I'm not in any way saying that if you have a severe injury that you shouldn't go to the ER. I mean, I'm not your doctor. If you're bleeding a lot and you think something's been severely cut or whatever, you probably should go to the ER. I have special knowledge about first aid and stopping bleeding and healing and so on. And so I decided not to go to the ER, but I can't say that decision is right for everybody else. Nevertheless, even if you go to the ER, when you get back from the ER, you're going to need to heal. And everything that you can learn in this course is going to help you heal faster, whether you got stitches or not, or whether you're taking antibiotics or not, or whether you got x-rays or not, whether you had to set a broken bone or not. I mean, if I had fully severed my ligament, I absolutely would have gone into microsurgery in order to reattach that ligament. And then I would have used all this knowledge that I'm sharing with you here to heal even faster. So in other words, using these healing modalities doesn't mean that you can't also use emergency Western medicine where it's appropriate. You know, if you suffer a gunshot wound, you should probably go to the ER. I'm not saying treat gunshots with homeopathy, right? I'm saying that after the trauma is dealt with and you need to heal and you need to regenerate nerves and tissues and ligaments and things like that and muscle and skin, this is going to help you do all of that. So register now at brightyou.com. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Take care.